This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. And today we are tackling a piece of medical advice that you've probably been hearing since you were old enough to chew. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. We've all heard it. It's written in kids' books, plastered on refrigerator magnets, and muttered by parents everywhere. But is it actually true, or was it just invented by a 19th century orchard owner with a great marketing team? Well, grab a snack, because today we are diving into the actual modern science behind the humble all-American apple. And spoiler alert, that old saying is hitting a lot closer to the bullseye than you might think. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics. And today we are tackling a piece of medical advice that you've probably been hearing since you were old enough to chew. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Let's start with the big stuff, your cardiovascular system. A massive 2020 research review looked at how eating whole apples affects our risk for strokes. They tracked data across thousands of people and found that eating just one whole apple a day, about 100 grams, slashed the risk of dying from a stroke by a whopping 27%. How does a little fruit pull off a superhero move like that? It's all about what's inside. Apples are packed with a powerful antioxidant called quercetin, which loves your blood vessels, keeps them flexible, and helps lower blood pressure. But wait, there's a colorful twist. A major study out of the Netherlands tracked over 20,000 people for a decade and found that eating white-fleshed fruits, specifically apples and pears, had a massive protective effect against stroke that other colors didn't show. In fact, the highest consumers had a 52% lower risk. And if you're worried about plaque buildup in your arteries, apples bring out the secret weapon, pectin. This is a special type of soluble fiber that acts like a microscopic street sweeper, helping to clear out bad LDL cholesterol. Regular listeners of Keeping Pace with Your Health know that I am absolutely obsessed with gut health. Your microbiome is the control center for your immunity, your mood, and your digestion. And guess what? Your gut microbes love apples. In a study where brave volunteers ate 2 apples a day for 2 weeks, scientists noticed a total shift in their gut environment. That pectin we just talked about, it acts as a prebiotic, meaning it feeds your beneficial gut bacteria and pushes out the bad guys. It also improves overall transit time, which is just a polite, radio-friendly way of saying it fights off constipation. But the benefits don't stop in the gut. If you are managing your blood sugar or trying to prevent type 2 diabetes, apples are a must-have. A massive analysis of 5 major studies involving over 228,000 people found that folks who ate the most apples and pears had an 18% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The plant compounds in apples actually help improve your insulin sensitivity. So instead of a sugar crash, you get steady, clean energy. Now that you're convinced of the science, let's talk strategy, because how you eat your apple matters. First rule of Apple Club, do not throw away the peel. Almost all of that anti-inflammatory quercetin and a massive chunk of the fiber live right there in or directly under the skin. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, but Gail, what about pesticides? It's true. Conventional apples often land on the dirty dozen list. To keep it holistic, buy organic when you can. Either way, give them a good scrub under running water or wash them in a mix of water and baking soda to clear off the residue. So, there you have it. It turns out the old-timers knew exactly what they were talking about. One crisp, juicy apple gives you stroke protection, a happier gut, diabetes defense, and sharper cognitive health as you age. That is a lot of heavy lifting for a 100-calorie snack. Go grab an apple, take care of your gut, and keep pacing yourself toward vibrant health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.